This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد إن شاء الله today we are going to cover three topics And hopefully today's session will be shorter than the normal sessions. And it is to do with, it is connected somehow with the previous two sessions. If you remember, in the last two sessions we talked about the tawakkul and relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting your trust in Allah dhul jalal wal ikram. And then we talked about utilizing the means, the prohibited means, disliked means, permissible means, and also the illusionary means. And we also talked about the compulsory and mandatory means. Can you please ask the brother sitting at the back? If you want to have a chat, please go into the lobby area. JazakAllah khair. So related to tawakkul was, amongst the means that are permissible, we mentioned last week, and we talked about the ruqya. Reciting the verses of the Quran or the prophetic du'as and supplications in order to seek Allah's protection and in order to seek cure from illnesses and diseases. And also ruqya is also done for the purpose of protecting oneself from black magic or jinn possession or evil eye. Or it can be a protection against any physical illness. And we mentioned what is permissible with regards to ruqya and what is not permissible. And today we are going to talk about the superstitions and bad omens. Superstitions are the beliefs that some people have concerning some objects, times, or places. People consider some, say, for example, animals to be bad. So whenever they see that kind of animal, they think it is going to have evil and bad impact on them. For example, someone saw a black cat in dark, they say, tonight is not going to be a good night for me because I just saw a black cat. If you see a crow making a noise, people think that it is a sign that we are going to have some guests, unexpected guests, and we are not going to be pleased with them. People say that if someone sneezes, some people believe that someone has remembered such person, that's why they sneezed. And there are so many of these kind of superstitions, unfortunately, amongst the Muslims. And especially when these superstitions are connected to beliefs, then they show clear sign of the weakness of the iman of the person and his tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, the people of Mecca, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, they used to have a lot of superstitions, and they used to believe in good and bad omens. They used to believe in the flying of the birds. So if the bird in the morning, if the person is about to leave for work and he sees a burden, he sees a bird flying towards the right, he would consider that today my work is going to be good work and I'm going to be successful. But if the bird goes towards the left, he would consider today is not going to be a good day for me. When you are about to leave in the morning for work, if you meet someone who is close to you, someone you love, you consider that today, because that is the beginning of my day, so I met someone who is dear to me, so it is a sign that today I'm going to have, you know, the whole day, happy day. But if you, right in the morning, when you leave your house, you by chance meet someone or see someone who you don't like, you make up your mind that today is not going to be a good day for me because I met someone who is not good to me this morning. So this is a sign that the entire day is going to be a bad day. So those mushrikeen, those kuffar used to have those kind of beliefs. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eradicated all of them and he negated them and he said, La tiyara. The tiyara, or omens or superstitions connected to the birds or anything else, it is something that has no existence, has nothing to do with the deen of Allah. In fact, it is against the iman and it is against the tawakkul and relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with regards to the tiyara or tatayyur, superstition or seeking khair and good through birds, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it does not exist and it has no impact and it has no benefit and it has nothing to do with the religion or with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But within the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيُعْجِبُنِ الْفَأْلِ. But fa'al admires me. What is al-fa'al? Fa'al can be translated as optimism. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says, I do not believe and there is no existence of tiyara or superstition or omens or bad omens, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the fa'al admires me, or I like fa'al. The companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَا الْفَأْلِ? What do you mean by al-fa'al? Fa, hamza and alif, fa'al. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-kalimatu tayyiba, good statement, good word. What do you mean by this? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean by this? It is explained in another hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that is collected by Imam Abi Dawood rahimahullah on the authority of Abdullah bin Buraida. On the authority of Abdullah bin Buraida, and he narrates from his father Buraida radiyallahu ta'ala, who says, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يتطير من شيء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not seek, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم never sought omens from anything. And then he said, وكان إذا بعث عاملا سأل عن اسمي. Whenever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to someone for any particular task, he would ask him about his name. فَإِذَا أَعْجَبَهُ إِسْمُهُ فَرِحَ بِهِ. If the Prophet ﷺ would be pleased with the meaning of the name of the person, he would become happy. وَرُؤِيَ بِشْرُ ذَلِكَ فِي وَجْهِ. And you could see the happiness on the blessed face of Rasulullah ﷺ. And then he would send the person for that particular task. وَإِنْ كَرِهَ ismu, and if he didn't like the name of the person, ru'iya karahiyatu dhalika fi wajhi, the dislikeness would be observed, would be seen on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa idha dakhala qaryatan sa'al an ismiha. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter into any new place, any new city or town or village, he alayhi salatu wasalam would ask about the name of that place. فَإِنْ عَجَبَهُ إِسْمُهَا فَرِحَ وَرُؤِيَ بِشْرُ ذَلِكَ فِي وَجْهِ. If the name was good, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam would become happy, and the happiness would be observed and seen on his blessed face. وَإِنْ كَرِهَ إِسْمُهَا رُؤِيَ كَرَاهِيَةُ ذَلِكَ فِي وَجْهِ. And if the name of that place wouldn't please the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, or he would dislike it, the dislikeness would be seen and observed on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith explains further that sometimes good names of an object or a person or a place or anything good that pleases the person, it is something that is permissible. And you can have the optimism, or you can say you can have hope in achieving something good. For example, you want to establish a business and you are seeking partners. You are looking for business partners. And you come across one individual who is practicing, someone who is truthful, someone who is of good character, good akhlaq. You can take this as a good sign that because a person, my partner, is a good person, a person of good character, a practicing Muslim, so I hope that there will be barakah in my business because my partner is God-fearing and he is Allah's fearing. He's a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he practices the deen of Allah dhul jalal ikram. Whereas, if you try to establish a business and you are looking for a partner, and whenever you speak to someone to become your partner in the business, all you see is evil people approach you, or someone who hasn't got good reputation in the community, someone who has lied in the past, or someone who does not practice the deen of Allah, someone who already is earning haram, then it is not a good sign for you. To this extent, it is permissible to believe in these. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That is why he alayhi salatu wasalam has encouraged us to name our children with good names, because good names, meaningful good names, have good impact on children. He alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inna ahabbal asma'i ila Allah Abdullah wa Abdul Rahman. The most beloved of the names to Allah are two names, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, the slave of Allah and the slave of the most merciful. Wa inna asdaqal asma' Harith wa Hammam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most truthful names, or the names that contain the truthfulness, are two names, Harith. Harith means someone who strives and struggles and he makes efforts. And every believer is expected to make efforts. Make efforts in practicing the deen of Allah, making efforts in drawing yourself closer to Allah, making efforts in obeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making efforts to be a good Muslim, a good individual, someone who makes efforts and even makes effort in earning halal. Hammam is also similar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recommended these names because of good meaning. And on a number of occasions, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he changed bad names. A lady came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she had a name that wasn't good. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam changed it her name was Asiya, not Asiya. Unfortunately, amongst us, especially Asian people, we don't differentiate between the pronunciation of Ayn and Hamza. It's Asiya. Asiya was the name of the wife of Fir'aun. She was Muslima. Allah praised her in the Quran and Allah gave her the glad tidings of Jannah. And she made dua to Allah. That is good name, Asiya, with Hamza and Sin, Asiya. But there's another word that is pronounced as Asiya, with Ayn and Saad, Asiya. Asiya comes from Isyan, Ma'asiya, which means disobedience. Asiya means disobedient. And Arabs used to name their children with these names, Asiya, disobedient. And someone who disobedient, they considered as someone of a pride and arrogance, someone who does not accept anyone's commandment, someone who does not obey anyone. He's on himself or herself. So she was named Asiya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her about her name. She said, my name is Asiya. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, no, bal anti barra. No, rather, you should call yourself Barra. Barra means righteous. So these are the good words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed. And he said, good words and good statements have good meaning and you can have good hope in these words, these kind of words. There is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, long hadith, and part of the hadith is, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a believer is buried in his grave and he is successful in answering the questions of the grave, then a caller calls to him and he says, now you are going to have a rest until the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels to open a window or door for him towards paradise. So he gets the breeze of Jannah in his grave. And in that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, once he's successful and he is in peace of mind and he knows that he's saved from the punishment of the grave, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَأْتِيهِ رَجُلٌ حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ. All of a sudden in his grave, appears a person of a beautiful face, Hasanu Thiyab, and a person who is wearing a beautiful clothes, Tayyibur Rih, and a very good and pleasing fragrance and smell is coming out of him. Fayaqul, and he says, Abshir Billadhi Yasurruk, and this person who appears in his grave, he says, be happy with something that is going to please you. And as soon as the believer hears that, he says, Man ant, who are you?
وَجْهُ كَالْوَجْ يَجِيبِ الْخَيْرِ. I can say by looking at your face that you have brought something good for me. The scholar have said this is also another evidence of seeking or hoping in something good. When you see something good, when you see something pleasing, but that something has to be good in terms of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not something that you think is good, but actually it is not good. For example, you're walking on the street and you look at non-mahram and you stare on them and you say, I have seen something good. No, this is something that is prohibited. You have committed haram. Something good that is pleasing in accordance with the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you see something good or if you hear something good, then you can have good hope. And this is something that is not against your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to negate the superstitions and bad omens, he said, إِن كَانَ الشُّؤْمُ فِي شَيْءٍ فَفِي ثَلَاثٍ. If there was any bad omen or bad luck in anything, that it would have been in three things. Al-mar'a, wal-faras, wal-maskan. In wife, in the house, and in your and also your beast, the horse. If there was any bad omen in anything, but there is no bad omen. It doesn't exist. So some people believe that, you know, we have all these problems in our house because of that one individual. Because of that one person. Someone got married and after marriage, they have some problems within a joint family. And everyone blames that newly married wife, that since she has come into our house, everything is up and down. Okay? And we have all these problems. This is shu'um. This is bad omen. This is something that is not permissible. But it can be possible if, say, the entire family, entire household is practicing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them, they pray. They recite the Quran on a daily basis. They do morning and evening adhkar. And amongst them, they have one individual who stays asleep at the time of Fajr. He doesn't pray. And he commits sins. Because of his sins, there can be bad impact on the entire family, within the entire house. That is nothing to do with bad omen. But this is a reality. It is a reality. Bad omen is that you believe in something without an evidence. Without an evidence. Just you have that myth in your mind, or shaitan has whispered in your mind that this bad thing has happened because of so and so, or because of such and such thing. This is something that is not permissible. But what is permissible is to hope, to have the hope, or to have a hope in something good by looking at something good, by watching something good, by encountering something good, or by hearing something good. It is something that is permissible, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam allowed it, and he alayhi salatu wasallam accepted it. And finally, seeking rain from stars. What do you mean by this? Seeking rain from stars. This is something that was very common or commonly believed amongst Arab, that whenever it rained, because the rain is not that frequent in Arabic the way we have here in the UK. Okay? So whenever they had rain, they would say that we have been given rain because of such and such star. And this was something that was very, very common amongst Arab. Even after some people accepted Islam and they entered into the fold of Islam, they still had that kind of belief. So what happened during the time of Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet ﷺ traveled from Medina al-Munawwara and he was heading towards Makkah Mukarrama, and he was stopped at Hudaybiyah and he was prevented by the people of Makkah from entering to Makkah, and where the Hudaybiyah treaty took place, the Prophet ﷺ was staying there overnight, and at night it rained. And some of those new Muslims, amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, "Mutirna binaw'i kada wa kada." It's good that we have seen this rain because of such and such star. Because last night we saw that star and this star, and because of moving this star that way, this direction or that action, so this is why we have rain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led Salatul Fajr. And after Salatul Fajr, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Asbaha min ibadi mu'minun bi wa kafirun bi. Amongst my slaves, some of them have woken up in the morning in the state of iman, whereas others, they have committed kufr. And companion Ridwanullah najma'in, they were concerned about, you know, who amongst us has become kafir. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. He said, whoever said mutirna binaw'i kada wa kada faqad kafar. Whoever said that we have this rain because of such and such star, then he has committed kufr. It's a shirk, because you believe that rain has come because of that star or through that star, whereas rain comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it happens solely and purely by the permission of Allah. As Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah wa yunazzilul ghayth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are five things that Allah has not disclosed the knowledge of, these five things to anyone. And amongst them is yunazzirul ghayth, the rain. When the rain is going to come, and how much of rain is going to pour down. You may say, we always check the weather forecast, and forecast says that tomorrow or tonight, this time, the rain will start. I can challenge you. The time you see on the forecast, if it can be precise, never, never ever, you can check and you can verify. If the forecast says that there will be a rain at 8 p.m., it doesn't mean 8 p.m. on dot. The rain may start a few minutes before or few minutes late, or even it may not rain at all. That is why the weather forecast, they always say 50%, 60%. Is this the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah sends down the rain, then you say it is going to be 50%? No, it is 100%. So to say that rain has come from the star or because of the star, this is something that is not permissible for a believer. Rather, rain comes by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not saying it is not permissible or it is against your iman to check the weather forecast. You may, because forecast is not, it is not different from looking at the clouds. So when you look at clouds, you naturally, you think that, you know, it is cloudy and it can rain anytime. And the forecast is, weather forecast is, to basically they use their own calculations and their own means, and they tell you a bit more information than an ordinary person can have. Nothing more than that. But actual rain comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can send down the rain without Allah dhul jalal ikram. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever said that we have rain because of such and such star, then he has committed kufr shirk with Allah. Rather, you should say, mutirna bi fadlillah wa bi rahmati. And another hadith says, mutirna bi rizqillahi wa bi rahmati. We have been rained by the bounty of Allah, by the mercy of Allah, by the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So attributing it to Allah dhul jalal ikram rather than attributing it to any particular star. Which also gives us a lesson that to believe in stars in a way that the stars are to do with your fate, with your qadr, this is something that is not from the religion of Islam. Unfortunately, many Muslims, they believe in stars like this. If you were born on this particular day and the star says this, then it means you are going to have few things good or bad in your life or this and that. Because through stars or by naming the stars or using the stars or believing in stars, this is something that is not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something that is prohibited. And it goes against the tawakkul in Allah dhul jalal ul ikram. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers should rely and they should put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So we stop here. We ask Allah dhul jalal ikram that He subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq and ability to strengthen our iman and to increase our tawakkul in Allah dhul jalal ikram. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from any kind of superstition or bad omen or believing things that have nothing to do with the deen of Allah dhul jalal ikram or the things that can weaken our iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us all in our iman, in our knowledge. Innahu sami'un qarib mujib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Do you have any questions? To be nicknames. Nickname that is permissible in Islam is the kunya. You mean kunya? No. Okay, the shorter version of the names is permissible in Islam. Okay? It's permissible. For example, Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sometime used to call her Ya Aish. Okay, but it doesn't change the meaning. As long as it doesn't change the meaning. So to call Muhammad a Mo or Abdullah, and this is very common amongst the Asian people. Abdullah is they call Abdullah, okay, or something, okay. This is not permissible. It comes under changing the name, okay, but shortening the name, it is permissible. How do we understand istikhara in terms of good signs and bad signs? I think I'm not sure if istikhara is, we are going to talk about istikhara. It requires a one full session for istikhara. So when you do istikhara, then istikhara means you seek khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you make dua to Allah dhul jalal ikram. And once you have made dua, you go ahead with whatever you have planned and see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made things easy for you, then it is a sign that it is good for you. And if you find obstacles in your way, then it is better, or it is sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to go ahead with your task. It is a superstition to always take the right direction when traveling or when faced with two options between left and right. I have heard it is sunnah. Yeah, it is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to begin with right. Okay, but it doesn't mean that, for example, you want to go somewhere, you always take right. It doesn't happen. Okay? And it is not right, and it's more dangerous than superstition. Okay. Is it superstitious to avoid going out after Maghrib as it is bad omen? No. Whatever instructions of the Prophet ﷺ we find in the hadith, we don't consider it as a superstition or bad omen. The Prophet ﷺ never said, don't go out after Maghrib. Rather, he ﷺ said about young children, keep them inside at the time of sunset. Because that is the time when the shayateen spread out in the land. But does it mean that you shouldn't take children out if you are going to the masjid for Salatul Maghrib? No, it doesn't mean that. It means don't let the children be running in the street that time. This is what the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ means. And he never said, don't go out at night. Or as mentioned previously, maybe some people believe that going to cemetery or graveyard at night is something that can cause big problem to you because the cemetery is full with jinn and shayateen. The Prophet ﷺ used to visit Baqi and cemetery of Baqi at night sometime. Okay, so going out after Maghrib is not a superstition, and it is permissible, something that is permissible. If someone believes that going out after Maghrib is something that is harmful, then it is superstition and it needs to be removed. How do we take if an elder sheikh sees a young child and says something like, he will be a good person in future? Yeah, this is not superstition. It's again, this comes within fa'al, something good. So, for example, someone mature, experienced, someone who is old, they see a young child being very sharp and clever. They think, whatever they have seen in that child, that this child, I think, in the future is going to be someone, very good, very successful. Then it's not superstition. It falls within the category of fa'al, because there is evidence. Remember, we said superstitions are the belief without an evidence. Without an evidence. Okay? So when we say, when I gave the example of seeing a black cat or something like this, this is superstition. But it doesn't mean if you see a snake running towards you and you say, I have tawakkul in Allah. Okay? And I'm against superstition. No, this is not. Okay? Here, if you have that fear, and if you think that there's a snake is going to stink you, then it's not superstition. This is a fact. Okay. In UAE, they manipulate the fall of rain. Is this a sign of kufr on their hands, as they can make rain when they want? No, I don't think so. Okay. This news probably is superstition. Okay, if it was in their control, why did they have flood last year? Okay, so many things, including the airport. Okay, they have so much damage. Okay, no one can have a control over rain. It is only Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Okay, you said Allah has not disclosed five things to anyone on the earth. Okay. When was rain, and what are the other four? Okay. If you want to find out the other four, rather than me telling you, I can tell you the reference of the ayah and recite the ayah. That is the very last ayah of Surah Al-Luqman. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah wa yunazzilu al-ghayth wa ya'lamu ma fil arham wa ma tadri nafsum madha taksibu ghada وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. Okay? So pick up a copy of the Quran, read the translation of this ayah, very last ayah of Surah Luqman. Okay. Is it permissible to shorten someone's name to
Abdi rather than Abdullah. Yes, if someone is named Abdullah or Abdul Rahman, then we should call them with full name Abdullah or Abdul Rahman. If you want to shorten it, then you may call them Abd or Abdu or Abdi. Okay, there's no harm in saying that. But when it comes to writing, especially these names or the names that are with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should write them as one name. Abdullah is one name. Abdul Rahman should be written together as one name. Abdul Rahman. Well, Rahman is Allah and Abd is the slave of Allah. The way we write Abdullah, it is funny that Abdullah is always written together, one word. But when it's come to Abdul Rahman, Abdul Kareem, Abdul Qadir, they're split. Abd and Qadir. Abd and Al-Kareem. Okay? But in this case, the person may be called Abd, because the person is Abd, but he can't be called Rahman. He can't be called Al-Qadir, or Al-Kareem, or Al-Khabir. Okay? Okay. Asking question, I'm working all day, not eating or drink anymore. And can I make it? Okay, a fasting question. This is not fiqh, lesson, or it's not open question answer session. So it's better to stick to the topic, inshallah. Did the Prophet ﷺ not change one of his wife's names from Barra to Zainab? Allahu A'lam. Can't remember. Allah knows best. Okay, inshallah. Any question from the floor? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The brother is asking, very commenting this. You've been thinking about someone and all of a sudden they call you. You receive a call from them. And you think, they are going to have an extended life because you remember them and they called you. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed that time, that place, okay? But it has nothing to do. So this falls within superstition. Remember, superstition is anything, any kind of belief without a factor, without any evidence. Do we have any evidence that the life of the person extended if you remember such person? If that's the case, we should try to remember everyone every single day. So everyone's life is extended, okay? Likewise with sneezing. So it's all... It's made up or whispers or whatever, but they have no evidence at all. Yes. You call them what? Yeah, brother asking question, is it permissible to call your children with other than the name they have been given, yeah? With something good. Yeah, if the word is good, you can. For example, a child is well behaved, you say he's a good child, you say good, he's good. The good is not Arabic word, it's in English. So like any good word can be used, yes. And then when it comes to the ruling of the name doesn't have to be in Arabic. Okay? Although the common practice is that names are usually amongst Arab and non-Arab Muslims, the names are usually chosen from Arabic language, the Arab name. But it doesn't have to be. Okay? Most of the prophets, they didn't have the Arabic names. Ibrahim is not Arab. Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, okay, and many other prophets. Yes. Sorry, it's what?
Abdul. It's better to call Abd. Abd. Abdul, it shows that the way his name is spelled is Abdul separate and Wahhab separate. And this is what I said. You shouldn't separate the first and the second part of the name. Abdul Wahhab should be written as one name, one word basically, one word. Yeah. So Abd can be called. So it is common that amongst the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, there were many companions with the name of Abdullah, but four of them, they were the most common names, you can say, or the four Abdullahs that narrated many of the hadith of the Prophet sallam, and they were known as Abadillah. Does anyone know those four Abdullah? Abdullah ibn Abbas. No, Abdullah is very not from them. Abdullah ibn Umar. Yeah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Amr. Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. These four were known as Abadillah. Okay. So this is the kind of abbreviation of the names is permissible as long as it doesn't change the meaning. Okay, inshallah. We conclude here. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.